This is the February 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves 15 properties. All properties are owned by Asghar R. Sodri, and it's under trustees. So the first one is case number 300 for property ID 118105072. Second is case number 301 for property ID 118105074. Third is case number 302 for property ID 118105080. The next is 303 for property ID 118105082. 304 for property ID 118105084. Case 305 for property ID 118105086. Case 306 for property ID 118105088. Case 307 for property ID 118105090. Case 308 for property ID 118105092. Case number 309 for property ID 118105094. Case 310 for property ID 118105096. Case 311 for property ID 118105098. Case 312 for property ID 118105100. Case 313 for property ID 118105102. And the last one is case number 314 for property ID 118105104. All right. The board members present for this video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There was no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kim Blake present over video chat for the appellant. So, Kim, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know or remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and I guess let you make a general statement about all of these, and then we'll talk about individual properties as we go along.
Okay, all of these are, like you said earlier, they're adjoining and the parcels touch each other. They are on a public street, but the argument I have that it should be lower is that there are mobile homes on them, and it's not the same value as a single family home property. To get this value to that, you would have to remove the mobile. Most of these mobile homes are senior or lower income people that probably can't afford to move it. So there we would have demolished, have to get rid of it off the property for us to build a single family home. Also, we have to give them a year's notice before we could even start, you know, making it equal to other properties. The last thing I want to say is these all came up for review for the value for 2018, and the assessor's board agreed with the decision. That's not the decision. This is the decision.
You mean the Board of Equalization did?
Yes, you guys in 2019.
How about 20 and 21?
No, nothing happened in 2021. We had some staff changeovers. Somebody was supposed to take it, totally dropped the ball, missed the dates. So now they gave it back to me to argue.
So you didn't appeal in 20 or 21 because you didn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, the values that they show as the prior year is the value set by the assessor. Is that correct?
The value on these.
Yeah.
Those were set by the assessor. There was no adjustment of those.
Correct. I see what your question is. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any other questions on these.
I don't have any questions.
Just a second, I'm writing some notes here. Now, these are all, they have all the utilities in the street, and they, each one has their own meters and gas or electrical and telephone lines and everything all put into the individual lots?
Yes, except for the sewer. The sewer is one. It's by Clark County Regional Wastewater, and they bill us that one sewer. Their water and electricity is billed by Clark PUD, and they get that bill.
So the sewer is a combined bill for all units?
Yes.
I just have one question on petition 305. It looks like there must be some kind of a small structure on there. Is it a shed or a carport?
I think that it's a garage.
A garage, okay.
Yes.
Okay, now, you came up with, I guess just in reading the statement that came up here, is that you're asking for a 10% reduction for moving the item and the other one, a 10% reduction for holding costs. Is that correct?
Right. I was trying to get a gentleman that demolishes to get to me before, but he didn't. Later, he finally, we have a mobile home on another land that in Sky Ridge Estates that is, somebody has brought it on in two pieces. They did not marry it yet. It's been there for a couple months. He ran into financial problems. And I said, how much would it cost to remove that mobile, which is already on wheels and separated? And he came back and said that, I don't know if you could see that. $10,000 for one that's already separated on wheels to move it. This is from Global Pacific Environmental.
Okay. And these, none of these properties that we're talking, they're not on wheels. They're on some kind of permanent.
They are. Yeah. So the cost from this guy would probably be a little bit more than his $10,860 because it's already to go. Or get it out of there.
The values that are set for these lots, how did you verify that these are the values that would be assigned to a stick-built home lot?
Well, I assume that I don't. The assessor, if he is going by and assessing properties, I didn't look at other properties' land value in the area. It's hard to find naked land now in this area that's all built out. The assessor, I thought the assessor would also get me how they arrived at this before the hearing, and they didn't.
They rarely respond.
Yeah, years prior they used to, but
they don't anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I used to get comparables and comps from them.
Yeah.
Is this located, these located, 98685, are they out in Hazelbell, out that way?
They're right off Highway 99, the first right after that high school. What is that? Columbia River High School.
Okay.
Go down that way, and they're located over there.
Okay.
Where is that again?
Off Highway 99, the first right you could take after the Columbia River High School.
Yeah, that's, Columbia River's on 99th. So you go past 99 on Highway 99 and then make the first right you could.
Yeah. If you stay in the right lane, you're forced to turn down the street that will take you to these mobiles.
The high school's on 99th Street. She's talking 99th Highway.
No. I meant to say 99th Street. She was... Right. Correct.
No, she was saying the street that Columbia River's on.
Yeah.
So you're not talking off Highway 99.
No, I'm talking about 99th Street.
Right.
Sorry, I understand.
I probably misspoke and said highway, not street.
It is. I'm not as familiar with these high schools as you guys are. Is Columbia the one that's kind of up the hill?
Yeah, they're kind of up on
the
hill. Yeah, well, okay.
Hill, it goes down, there's a goes way down, and then it comes back up again, 99th
yeah.
Street.
And it's 102, so it's not like 10th and...
You're familiar with Highway 99. If you were coming south on Highway 99, just turn right on 99th Street.
Right.
Yeah. And you'll drive right by the high school.
Yeah. No, I got it now. I've got the high school geared up. So I just haven't seen that mobile home park up there. I have some friends that live up in that area, and I just have never seen that mobile home park there.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions, I don't think.
So the last year's value was set by the assessor, and it went up by like 60%.
Yeah.
For this year's value. And you got nothing from the assessor.
No.
And you've just assumed that these are the same value that they would assign a stick-built house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, is this little area surrounded by stick-built homes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I've seen up there.
Yeah.
In that area is stick-built homes. And those homes up there, I don't know if those were right next to 99th Street or that old, but if you go back in there, those houses are all 20 or 30 years old, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yes. At least.
I think there's one new development back there. I'm not sure.
Okay, now, is there anything special about any of these, like, Lisa pointed out the one has a structure on it.
There is one house, I believe, that was the old farmhouse that had all the acreage around it, and that old house still stands amongst these mobiles.
Okay.
Is that a different
one? One of these properties?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought the last property had a structure on it.
If it does, it would be like a garage.
Yeah, that's the one.
Or court.
The last one?
Yeah.
The number, the case 305 has a structure.
Petition 305 has a structure worth $17,900 on it.
Yeah, I see that.
But I didn't see any other.
This one? Let me see. Yeah, that one has a garage.
Yeah. Okay. And they pay all their, so they only pay, they pay sewer to you and they pay rent. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what's the average rent there?
$750 to $775.
So that includes all their utilities and everything.
I believe it's $775 as of January, a month ago, and it and then they pay sewer on top of that.
And then they pay all their other utilities though themselves.
They do.
Okay.
So it's that much plus sewer, and then they pay their own utilities. Okay.
Right.
And you have to give them a one-year notice before you can move them out.
Yeah, before you can move them out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I have no more questions. So,
I don't either. I'm fine.
We can look at all of these in the same vein then as the values that you set. I didn't quite get a 10-20% reduction on that, but it's close that you have. when I calculated it, but that, yeah, it's close enough. Anyway, I think I have the picture.
Yep, okay.
I do too. Yep.
All right. We'll take those into consideration and make a decision. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.